This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As a business owner or IT manager, are your cloud investment costs going up and you don't know why? It's time for Cloud Optimizer. As you migrate your business to the cloud, what you're spending and why you're spending it can get a little hazy. But Cloud Optimizer clears up the mystery and puts the cloud to work for you. Cloud Optimizer starts by analyzing usage patterns, right-sizing resources, leveraging discounts you may not be aware of, implementing automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service. As you utilize cloud-based services more and more, you don't have to lose sight or control of your spend. You can stay agile, streamline your costs, and optimize your performance, plus save significant money with Cloud Optimizer.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are. This is David Samuel coming to you with another nugget.
It is very common in life to either overestimate or underestimate a task or project. And in sport, definitely the same goes for overestimating or underestimating opponents. We all tend to underestimate the time that it will take to complete a project or task, and often overestimate how difficult it's going to be. Overestimating can really hurt because it generates a huge fear of how much work it's going to be and how difficult it's going to be, and this often leads to procrastination. Whereas if we do underestimate a task or a project, it can lead to poor preparation because basically we think it'll be a lot easier and maybe not as difficult, and that's a mindset that is not helpful if it turns out to be a more complex task. And preparation can really help in getting a balance of what you think really needs to happen. Also, both overestimation and underestimation require a lot of assumptions. In the case of underestimating, that'll take you to assuming that you know enough about the subject before you've really gotten into it to give an accurate estimation. And certainly in my experience, not only are personal estimations usually out of whack, but I tell you, if you look at big building projects like, you know, railway lines or building nuclear submarines or airplanes, almost always these things take much longer than was estimated and also come in largely over budget. And in our own lives, if we have an alteration or something like that, the same tends to happen. You're assuming that you know how long things are going to take. Certainly in sport, underestimating opponents, whilst on the surface, can seem very confident. The reality is there's an underlying message there that often says that somehow we are trying to ascertain how hard we're going to have to work in order to win. And that is actually really unprofessional because the job is to go out there and do your best no matter what. And when you underestimate an opponent, it is very dangerous because, again, you're assuming you know what opponent is going to show up, whether the team that you're playing is on a high or on a low, whether got everything together in their camp or it's falling apart. You have to be prepared to put the best that you've got out there no matter what, and be curious as to the outcome and be curious as to how your opponents are going to be rather than assuming that you know. Overestimating in sport is very, very prevalent, especially the younger and more inexperienced athletes are. They tend to look at results and rankings and form and start to form opinions, almost like creating a bogeyman as to how good and how well the opponents are going to show up. Again, huge assumptions are made here that you know whether in an individual contest, whether they've had an argument with somebody or whether their dog has died, or all of these assumptions has to be made that they're going to show up just perfect and play at their highest level. The reality is, both in ourselves and in the opponents, nobody knows how well they're going to play on a given day. You can have a vibe, but until you get out there, nothing is certain. So don't try to create a certainty that doesn't actually exist. Put all your energy into doing the best that you can. And that's the thing about overestimating and underestimating. It's basically a waste of energy and a dive into loads and loads of assumptions. One thing I will say about underestimating time for projects and things, the old adage of set a time and then double it seems to work pretty well. Anyway, I hope that helps. And please check out the show notes for ways to follow me, and look forward to speaking to you again next week. Thank you.
Podcast Network.